This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Laurent Gbagbo, the defiant former president of Ivory Coast, holed up in the presidential residence during the final battle in Abidjan, unable to withstand the bombardment of the compound by UN and French attack helicopters, Gbagbo ultimately surrendered. But the more dramatic evidence of Gbagbo's last stand is across town, in the official presidential palace where he worked, the symbol of authority in Ivory Coast. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton toured the palace in the company of the commanding officer guarding the premises, and she found a veritable armory.
Former Ivorian rebel commander Sherif Ousmane is well respected among his men. Today he's telling some of the soldiers who come from the north of Ivory Coast and have never before set foot in the commercial capital Abidjan that the building in front of them is what they've been fighting for, the Palais Présidentiel, the presidential office. The manicured gardens are still neat, but the decorated fountains and bronze statues belie what we find as we look around the grounds. The lawns at the presidential palace are littered with abandoned army uniforms, body armor, helmets, cartridges, and flip-flops, as if soldiers left in a big rush. Commander Sherif Ousmane accuses ousted President Laurent Gbagbo of preparing for war.
You'll find all sorts of weapons here. Heavy weapons, rockets, mortars, the M-21 missiles, 8 feet long, crates and crates of grenades and ammunition, mines, assault rifles galore. The presidential palace was an armory, a powder keg, and all this to be used by Gbagbo against his own people, the Ivorian people.
Ousmane's soldiers back President-elect Alassane Ouattara. The troops reached Abidjan early this month for their final assault on the city. Gbagbo's capture Monday ended the nearly five-month-long deadly battle for power. There's the crunch of glass underfoot, on the paving stones and inside the presidential palace. Giant glass doors and windows are missing, likely hit by weapons fire.
So now we've come down into the basement and all we see is stacks, stacked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 high. These are what they call Stalin organs. Cases upon cases of what used to be called Stalin organs. These are heavy weapons. This is what the United Nations was talking about, saying that Laurent Gbagbo and his forces were using heavy weapons against civilians.
Standing by a stockpile, this soldier says he's still in shock. He says never would he have believed a leader would be prepared to go to war, as he put it, against his own people. In Abidjan today, the Red Cross continued collecting corpses, some charred, some lying on the side of the road. The International Criminal Court in The Hague, as well as the UN Human Rights Commission, warn they're investigating atrocities and rights abuses allegedly committed by both Gbagbo's and Ouattara's security forces in Ivory Coast. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.